So you get your Bachelor of Science in Geology at the University of Texas. Then what do?
I went to work for a consulting firm in Houston called Keplinger, which is the son of Keplinger from Tulsa. There is a building at the University of Tulsa named after him. They were a engineering firm, and he came to the University of Texas to interview the son. I had several job offers. That was actually a pretty decent time to be graduating.
What year was that?
1976. But he told me, look, come to work for me. You will find out quicker what this business is all about. We will find out much, much faster than going through a major company trading program what parts of it you like and don't like. You'll get a lot more exposure, and you'll find out if you're any good. So I went to work for him, and it was true. I did see a lot of things and spent a lot of time in the capital markets in New York and on Wall Street and London and Paris and other places, and got to spend a lot of time in boardrooms and with CEOs as a consultant. So a really good job.
Yeah, and how old were you?
1976, I went to work for him. I was born in 51, so 25.
25. That was a great experience. So tell us, that company again did what?
It was a reservoir reserve appraisal firm in which they would estimate oil and gas reserves for companies. That was the mainstay. But on top of that, then they had a lot of other additional consulting roles. And I really spent more time in the consulting role than I did the actual reserve estimation role.
They must have hired you, obviously, because of your personality and who you are, but your grades were particularly good in your bachelor's program?
Again, going to school at the University of Texas, I basically paid my own way and supported, so I always worked, sometimes 40 hours a week, other times not, depending on what I was doing. So kind of like high school and grade school, my grades were a little bit erratic, sometimes very good, sometimes just okay. I think the reason they hired me was partially the fact that I knew how to work, I think.
You had a work ethic.
Yeah, and I think that they also saw perhaps some of my college career that we just talked about with some of the things we've done was a little bit unique, but I never asked them.
Yeah.
I'm just grateful they hired me.
Absolutely. So that was a nice break for you, wasn't it, right out of school? How long are you there in that job?
I started actually going to night school there. And I worked for them till 1981, so 5 years.
This is in Houston?
Yes.
You worked for them for 5 years, going to night school for what?
A master's in petroleum engineering.
When did you graduate?
It was interesting. 1981, I wound up moving to Denver to work for another company.
To Denver?
Yes. I finished my coursework for the master's in petroleum engineering at the Colorado School of Mines. But I had kind of a choice in those days of which school to graduate from. And if I'd stayed at School of Mines, I would have transferred the credits from U of H to Colorado School of Mines, but I would have had to have written a thesis. The flip side of that was, if I transferred my School of Mines hours to the University of Houston, I could take 6 more credit hours and not have to write a thesis. To me, that was a pretty easy decision. So I finished the master's in, it took me a long time to do it, going to night school and traveling and everything else. But I did wind up with a master's in petroleum engineering.
What was the name of the company you went to work for?
It was a company called Anschutz, an individual, Phil Anschutz, who has been very, very successful, one of the smartest people I have ever been around, a very good person. I stayed there until 1988. Weathered another down cycle in the business, and in 1988 moved to Tulsa.
Was Anschutz in Denver?
Yes.
And you were there for all these years then?
From 1981 till 1988.
But doing work at the University of Houston along the way, doing night school.
Yeah, I was still going to night school at the School of Mines. I transferred and took classes there and then transferred those hours back to the University of Houston.
So then you get your Master of Science in Petroleum Engineering there?
Yes.
You said from Denver, then you moved to Tulsa.
That's correct.
You could have moved 100 different places. Why Tulsa?
Well, I speak highly of Phil Anschutz in many ways, but I think I'd run my course there, and it was time for me to look for something different. I had an opportunity to come to Tulsa At the time, I was single with two young girls, custody. My parents were here back in the area. So when this opportunity came up, I actually jumped on it. It was to go to work for a company that had been a limited partnership raising. You know, they did a bunch of limited partnership, and that business had changed dramatically. So they were struggling trying to figure out what they wanted to do. I think there was three or four of us hired at about the same time to try and figure out what the company should do.
What was the name of the company?
The name of that company was Dyco Petroleum. It took us 3 years to really stabilize the company and get it going again profitably. It's a long story, but it was ultimately traded in exchange for take-or-pay provisions with ARCLA, and they took over. By then, Gene and I had got all our kids in school in Jinx, and we were kind of embedded in Tulsa. And I looked around and just decided that we wanted to stay in Tulsa.
Dyco, what was his mission in the business?
It was an E&P. It was an exploration and production company.
Okay. You have no idea where you're going to go yet, or is it seed been planted? I want to have my own business.
When we finished with Dyco, Gene and I really decided, as I said, we wanted to stay in Tulsa. And it wasn't a good time in the oil and gas business in Tulsa. It wasn't horribly bad. It just wasn't a really good time. And the jobs that I could find were back in Denver or Houston or maybe New York. There were some things working in which there was still a fair amount of activity going on. And we just decided that if our desire was to stay in Tulsa, I was going to have to create a job. So there was never a burning desire to start my own firm and be CEO. Although I'm very, very thankful for the way it turned out, the goal was not so much to create my own company as it was just to put food on the table.
But this is oil and gas country. There are oil and gas companies in this town. You could have gone to work for one without creating your own.
In 1990-91 was not a great time in the business in Tulsa. Yeah, I probably could have found something. The better jobs that I was looking for weren't here, but we started Colt Resources in 1991.